This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. Pizza Friday.
Yep.
Payday and the hard line just around the corner with Why Today Doesn't Suck. But without further ado, here's Monto to give you the best of the rest on the e-brake front.
Thank you very much, Sean. Five candidates this week. Not the normal six, so five. We will vote at the end, starting with candidate number one. This guy won last week and is normally picked by the big committee, but I'm glad we have him here. Craig Rosengarten.
Right. The itty-bitty committee gets him this week.
This was not Will Tankersley, but he was talking to his co-host Eli Jordan. He said a phrase in a different manner than we would normally use it, and they all started laughing.
How many times I looked at it, it's like, man, you looked at this because you follow George Dunham because of who he is. Why would you say anything negative? And I did get a lot of people send me private notes saying, where can I get a copy of the magazine? I don't golf, but I love George. I want an autographed copy.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, I directed him to PGA Tour Superstores because that's easy to, you know, you can find one. We have big racks in there. But I what?
Should add that to their live spot.
Hey, now.
Is Paige Peranik hanging out there or what?
Eli.
please continue.
Please continue, yes.
There's
a great assist by Kern.
Boy, Kern
great
definitely.
Kern laugh.
He gets a lot of them going.
Yeah, Kern's witch laugh is awesome. Real quick, what? Though, can we play the beginning of that? The way he says George Dunham.
George Dunham.
How many times I looked at it, it's like, man, you looked at this because you follow George Dunham because of who he is.
George Dunham.
Dunham.
What?
What? Big racks.
What?
Oh, Rosen.
Got big racks in there.
You know, you can find one. We have big racks in there.
Good line by Eli, too. Is Paige Peronic in there?
God, the duck call turn is amazing.
So much there.
Oh, they're coming. Get ready. Get your 12 gauge out. Here they come. Fire! Oh, Kern. All right.
There it is.
Rosengarten.
Oh, duck's not dead.
Number one. Oh, they're flying away.
Flying away.
The dog's going to laugh at us.
Ducks fly together.
Candidate number two here. I'm putting this on Bruce Levine, but it involves Bruce and Sod.
Were they doing the Stars post-game show?
No,
this
but
week?
They were arguing over hockey.
Good point, DJ.
This was during a mix last weekend. You had Baldy and Bruce doing 10 to noon, and then the Funhouse with Travis and Sod. And these two hockey nerds are arguing about stats in hockey.
In August.
Yeah, and that's what we need.
I think Bruce is the one who, I guess, makes it personal towards the end.
But if you're not playing 48 minutes, the stat is moot.
Yeah, but
like
it
Bill
still
Winnington
shows...
scored 2 points in 2 minutes. He's playing 2 minutes for a reason. He shouldn't be on the same echelon as Michael Jordan as far as per 48.
No, that's not how you're supposed to read the stat. That's not the stats' fault. You have to learn how to read the stat.
No, you have to interpret the stats to make sure that they make sense. This
exactly.
does not make sense. Saying that Bill Winnington scores the same amount of points, if they played 48 minutes, he would have the same amount
that's
of points as
Michael
Jordan.
That's not what it's saying.
It is what it's saying.
No, it's
it
not.
It is what it's saying. It's
no,
exactly
it's
what
not.
It's saying. It's saying if he played 48 minutes, this is what his average would be.
That's we're, such
go,
a...
Why don't you just go eat a marshmallow?
That's oh. such a bad... Oh.
We're arguing with the Funhouse.
I'm arguing with nobody.
That's such a weird way to look at analytics.
I'm sitting back and watching this one.
And then throwing it to the marshmallow, which, by the way, I do agree.
Go read a book.
Oh, thanks, Baldy.
So they were talking about Bill Winnington's
Well, they're talking about like per 36
yeah.
or per 48. I think it started with hockey.
With quick Bill question. Winnington.
Quick question. Did anybody else in that conversation know who Bill Winnington is?
He played for the Mavericks in the late 80s.
He was a Bull, too.
Let's see. Mavericks. Let's see. Sacramento, Chicago. Back to Sacramento. Last season was 99-2000.
Yeah.
I don't know if "Go Eat a Marshmallow" was like a callback to something earlier.
I hope it is.
Or if that's like a "Go suck an egg, crap in your hat" type put down.
So was Bruce's argument that if you just look at per 36, Bill Winnington's stats are as good as Michael Jordan's? What was that? What was even the argument about?
So he's Michael Jordan now?
I'll be honest with you. About 6 seconds into that thing, my eyes glazed
because
over.
Because Bill Winnington's per 36 was a 12-point player for his career.
Well, next time we all have a disagreement, we need to just tell each other to go eat a marshmallow.
Yeah, eat a marshmallow. And yeah, their reaction was so weird. It's like he told him to go F himself. Very weird. But I'm putting that on Bruce because he's the one who flung the first marshmallow. Candidate number three here. Also a little controversy on who this should be on. I'm going to put it on Baldy because he was the one in the ticker booth. This is a longer one. Something weird was happening. While we're letting the ticker bed run for about 40 seconds here, we'll talk over and explain what's happening. But here is a ticker mishap. The ticker, ticker. So, Ham, at this point, people are just looking at Baldy like, hey.
Me and Tyler and Killer are all looking at Baldy in the ticker room. He is slowly putting on his headphones, so we think, okay, he's about to start delivering the ticker. And he's kind of like just casually looking back at Lando behind him. And then he turns to us, and we're like, go. And he's like, why? And he even says over the intercom, there's commercials playing. We're like, no, there's no commercials playing. Just go. You have a ticker.
And he thought you were messing with him.
Yeah, he immediately thought we were messing with him, yeah.
Here he goes. He's about to start.
Everything cool in there?
Ryan's having technical issues.
I don't know what's happening. Brought to you by City Credit Union, making a difference one member at a time, and Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. Cowboys training camp continues in Oxnard, California. Brian Schottenheimer on the plan for the final week away from home.
What I would say to you guys, the biggest thing for us that I'm excited about is we got two padded practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, a little practice before we get out of here on Thursday. So we got a little heavy lifting this week, which is going to be great, and we need it.
Cowboys taking on the Ravens Saturday evening. One NFL hold-in appears to be over. Pro Bowl running back James Cook returning to practice with the Bills today. No new extension announced yet. Jack Leiter stepping on the mound for the Rangers tonight against the Diamondbacks. Leiter going just 3 1/3 innings in his last outing. First pitch 7-5. Diamond Talk after on the ticket.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
He's ended.
It was really weird.
So somehow the board in there was in a delay.
Was it on the air feed or something? Maybe.
Maybe.
That
yeah.
Will, can you hear what's going on right
after.
Now?
Yes.
Okay.
But the board does do that sometimes where you can't press it on.
Well, you know why? It's because that board has been there since we moved to this place.
A cumulus station.
It hasn't been changed. And every now and again, it'll just bonk out.
But don't worry about it. It's fine.
It'll be fine.
It's no big deal. Sometimes you just have to fight through it.
I just don't understand why it took anyone in here almost 40 seconds to say something on air like, dude, go.
And he's like, nah.
He's just sitting
there. You're messing
with
me. I hear a commercial.
All right, Baldy, I'm putting it on him. Candidate number three. Up next is Ham. This was on the hard line. The hard line was trying to throw it to him for comment, and Ham was doing what Ham does best, stuffing his mouth with an Uncrustable.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
A fun aside. Can you guys give me the Rockies run differential?
That's one thing I can't do right now.
Is it like minus 87?
I'm going to let Dave do it.
It is minus 329.
Oh, my God!
Is there somebody that's had to sit? Well, yeah, the guy that called the game. But
like they need to be relegated.
Yes.
Are they?
They're 30-87.
Do they just have ownership that just doesn't care?
I don't know.
What's the deal?
I have no idea.
Call your sister.
No, Matt was just up there. He was scouting them out.
What'd you find out?
Sorry, I'm swallowing an Uncrustable right now.
Is Larry Walker having a bad season?
On brand. Yeah, old Larry.
Bob had no time to stop down about the Uncrustable. He had to get to an old Rocky joke.
Can I make a request?
Go ahead.
Can I just hear the beginning of that again with Corby talking?
Diamond Talk Corby?
Yes.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
A fun aside. Can you guys give me the Rockies run differential?
Did you ever?
That. I
I didn't think Corby would ask you that.
Man. The Rockies run differential.
Dude, Corby's looking for you. He's got a question he wants to ask.
Can you guys give me the Rockies run differential?
That needs to be the new... Brings you joy. Just look at the Western Conference standings.
I want to know their run differential per 162.
But that's not a real stat.
Yeah, but we'll hand me to Marshmallow.
All right, candidate number five here before we vote. This is more weekend tension during a mix between Peter Welpton and his own co-host, Andy Swift. I had it on good authority that Peter showed up on Saturday in a funky mood, we'll say, and he wanted to talk about something during the mix with the Funhouse, and Andy was giving him crap for it.
And then is he soccer mad?
Peter had to get dumped.
Dude, I didn't even look this up.
Flapjack doesn't even use a litter box.
That's why I quit social media. Smart decision.
Yeah, no, you're smart, man.
Speaking of social media, though, Peter does have a big question for you guys, because he's been talking about it for like 20 minutes.
I know, he's been sitting over there seething,
unfortunately, it's too late to do, because it requires... We'll save it for next week, sorry.
Next week? We have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with this?
It's a longer conversation.
Well, what are you guys doing in your open? We can go to like...
No, we got too much to do, man. Seriously.
Too much soccer?
Yeah, just don't worry about it. We'll do it next... It's not that big of a deal. I was just trying to help you fill a segment. You guys have already done it with... Kitty litter talk.
It feels like it is a big deal. You're treating it like a big deal.
I'm just saying it's not a big enough topic to...
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Such a...
Oh! Yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. All right. Well, I'm going to be tuned in very closely to the kick around today with Peter Welpton and Andy Swift.
I didn't think it was possible for me to love Andy more.
The Andy Swift fake Peter Welpton. Made an appearance.
Wow.
That was amazing. Hey,
what a fight.
Boy.
Like Called him a D.
The EPL season is just now starting, and that was last week.
Yeah.
Just imagine how it's going to be moving forward.
Man, I might start watching soccer now.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer. It's soccer.
Awesome. All right, let's vote. Is it Craig Rosengarten in his big rack? Is it Bruce per 36? Is it delayed Baldy? Uncrustable Ham, or D. Peter. Let's start the voting in the ticker booth with Will Tankersley.
D. Peter. Give me D. Peter.
All right.
I mean, if you want, you'll have to ask him.
Mino?
D. Peter also.
Sean?
I'm going to vote for Racktastic Rosen.
Ham?
Pouty Peter.
All right. I think I would also vote for Peter, so that'll give him 4 votes to 1.
Right.
D. Peter, I believe that's his first ever. It absolutely is. Congrats, Peter.
Congrats.
Your first ever NIT break.